spoilers, offensive content, and Carlos.
Hi!
Carlos and Dave Anime Rave. Week 3 of the fall 2014 anime jamboree. Bringing this to you in high def.
We are at 1081p.
So there's one pixel people will never see on their TVs. Awesome.
Oh, a line of pixels. Yuki Yuna, or Yuna Yuki is a Hero, has surprised and delighted us since the beginning of time. If time began back when it started. This is a true statement.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the future.
All right, this is episode 3 of Yuki Yuna the Something Aru, or Yuna Yuki is a Hero. Our four heroes, Yuna, Togo, Itsuki, and Fu, are about to face off with the fifth such vertex of 12, they found out. And they have to beat all 12 before things end. Also, it's been about a month and a half since this whole thing has started. Before they can fight the fifth vertex, a new girl, Karin, kicks the shit out of it with twin swords.
And Solo.
Solo's the thing. And kind of talks down to them, saying she was sent by the Taisha, and she's been sent to supervise them, and they're just an advanced team. And humorously enough, despite her seriousness, they just brush it off as kind of silly. It's like, oh, you want to join our club? Like, I don't think you get it. Oh, you know what? You could join us on our activities. And she's like, you know, I don't think you understand the situation here. And we get to see some moments of Karin's life. She's pretty lonely. She trains by herself, and she laments that she doesn't get to have a normal life, but the girls win her over a bit.
It's not even lamenting. Like, this is her life, and she thinks to herself that she has no time for fun. No, She's obviously been trained like a professional, almost soldier.
Yes.
So she has her daily routine. She sticks to it, and that's all she's ever known.
Yes. However, the girls slowly, like, wear her down a bit. They celebrate her birthday, bring her treats and soda and stuff, and she ends up smiling about it at the end. She's made new friends, and obviously, as portended earlier by the death tarot reading, she's probably gonna die. Anywho, I like this episode, too. I think this one was more of the school life thing, but since we know what lingers behind it all, it was pretty cute, I thought. They introduced the new character pretty well. I like how the intro and the ending are reflecting the characters that they have on the show now. I hope they don't flood the show with characters, mind you. This was almost a setup episode. It was just like, hey, we're going to show the death card. We're going to introduce a new member. We're going to see how the gravity of the situation they're in may affect them, but we're going to kind of put this veil of carefree fun behind it. And you know it ain't going to be carefree fun. Someone is dying so hard in this show. So, I mean, yeah, I like this episode.
Very well done.
Any other thoughts?
No.
Okay. I think I'm going to give this one an 8.5.
9.
No, nice. 8.75 it is. This one's green, I think.
Obviously.
All right, next up is our number 7 seed, Akatsuki no Yona. Let's see if, now that it's kind of two-parter pilot is done, let's see where it progresses from here.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in the future.
All right, Akatsuki no Yona, episode 3. In this episode, we learn quite a few things. We learn that part of the reason Hak teases Yona is because We saw a scene from 3 years ago where he, like, maybe there's some unresolved things there that, they showed another flashback of even further back when him, Yona, and Suwon were kids and they all got sick together and they all cherished that moment in their lives because they got to spend it together. So it shows that closeness. We got to see that Hak maybe, had something unrequited for Yona in the past, maybe still does. And more of Yona suffering through what she'd just gone through, which is pretty traumatic. The man she loved killed the father she loved in cold blood, and she witnessed it. So, I mean,
and basically destroyed her entire image of him and she's having a very hard time processing it. She realizes it's there, but she's just, well, she's going through...
She's going through the stages of grief.
Yeah.
She's going through denial and then maybe some bargaining, hanging on to the ornament that she that Suwon gave her. What did you think of this episode, Dave?
You know, it didn't advance as much as I wanted, but the information they gave us just made how traumatic it is to her just that little bit more, I'd say, believable, but also just more heartfelt, as well as they gave us some, you know, reasons why Hack is part of their group.
Mm-hmm.
It also, in the one scene I really appreciated, was the king grabbing the sword.
Yeah, and stopping the guy who was accosting Yona 3 years in the past from doing anything to Hak, who was pretending to be her boyfriend so that he'd leave her alone. The show has been consistently solid. It hasn't been bad at all. It's been pretty good. But
In fact, now I'm actually willing to believe that maybe he did have his brother killed.
Maybe that happened. You never know.
Maybe that happened. Maybe there was even a reason. Maybe his brother tried the.
Clarify. You're talking about the king, King Il.
King Il's brother, who Suwon basically said killed his father, the king's brother.
So remember this elaborate Korean name like Suwon. But other names, you just can't be bothered. It's okay.
Dude. Yeah.
It's okay. I don't remember your name half the time.
Yeah.
So, right. Roger, what would you give this out of 3 pie?
You know, I'm like a broken record for ratings right now. I'm going to give this an 8.75.
I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Okay.
So this puts it at 8.625, so 8.63.
And it's a green.
This is a green.
It's just solid.
It's solid. It's solid.
It's not breaking any new ground so far, which I will say, if it hasn't really started to give it a good push for episode 4, might hurt its rating.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
We got Hawkeye coming up.
Yeah, we got Super Hawkeye.
Venetus.
Our number 5th seed, Madan no to Vanitas. Master Bowman and Vanitas. He recently got the black bow of fan service. Let's see how much fan service the black bow of fan service will grant.
Now. Just based on the little bit that we got of that prince's character, I could believe that he would try and rape somebody.
No, I believe it. I believe it too. It's just that it's just, yeah, fan service. It was a little fan service, mm-hmm. Let's be honest. So, yeah, let's jump right in with our black bows and our cocks filled with blood.
Meanwhile, in the future...
All right, Vanitas, Madan no to Vanitas, episode 3. Tigre and Ellen, and the other Vanitas, whose name I forget, are going to meet Zeon's army to stop the siege of Alsace. During the battle, we saw many CG chess models of the fight happen as some uncanny narrator definitely explained away the whole battle and the various tactics that were used. During the battle, Tigre proves that he can shoot multiple arrows at once and miss with precisely 0 of them.
Boom, headshot.
And the two dragons were made short work of. One when Ellen cut it in half with a sacred dragon slave-esque wind technique from her sword, and the second, which Zion was retreating on when Tigre unlocked the power of his black bow and shot a laser arrow at it from the surface that killed Zion and killed the dragon along with it. They're also, that's really the synopsis of the episode. There are other cool things that happen, like Tigre repeatedly shooting the same spot on Zeon's shield so that the fourth arrow would pierce it and pierce his arm.
Which is actually a military tactic.
Yeah, I doubt that. Very strongly. Tigre is a Superman. People in Realityville aren't that accurate.
Correct, but piercing somebody's shield by using multiple arrows over time was an actual military tactic.
Oh, sure, but it takes more than four unless you're some kind of superhuman bowman like Tigray Vorn. Yeah. Then you can do it. If you're not, though, you're better off, I don't know, shooting at the horse's legs or something. What did you think of episode 3 of Vanadis? Keep in mind, you are under oath.
I liked it. The only thing I don't like is how often the chessboard's popping up. But even then, the military tactics are still kind of cool to listen to. But that's really the only negative I can really say on this.
I didn't like the chessboard things at all, really. Like, yeah, it's cute and all, but it's also terribly patronizing. I understand how flanks work, thank you. I understand how surprise attacks and other military things work, thank you. And even if I don't, the show used simple enough language that I would pretty much figure out the tide of the fight. I didn't need this constant reminder that, oh, we think you're stupid, audience. Here's basic strategy for you. That aside, it was an okay episode. I mean, we got to see Ellen being cool, Tigray being cool, some more of the complicated love triangle, love dodecahedron that they're setting up. We got to see badass things happen. I kind of really dig the whole political reasons behind all these invasions and stuff, and stuff like in the last episode, the politics of the temple and why they could Zeon couldn't attack the temple. I thought it was a good episode. This has been a consistently good show. If I were to give this a rating out of 3 pi, unless you had anything else to say.
Not at all.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Magic.
Okay. This is the 8.5 podcast.
8.5
week, I should say.
You and I, you know, have done strategy games and actually looked at some of these things, but I don't mind too much the whole strategy thing.
I do.
Because not everybody...
No, you know what? Tough shit. Pay attention to the stuff you're watching. Actually listen to what's being watched. Try to actually actively listen to it and actively have your mind in it and not just casually watch it for raw entertainment, and you'll pick up on some of this stuff. There is no need for that. There's no need ever for a show to patronize, to belittle its audience, unless it is with a purpose and it is a child's show. It is unnecessary.
We will have to agree to disagree.
Well, sure. It's not necessary, though. Green. Our number 6 seed and the last show we got to review for week 3, Tribe Cool Crew. There was about to be a dance-off, and I was really into it, and then the episode ended, and I threw a chair at an innocent person, and I'm doing this from jail. Let's see episode 3 of Tribe Cool Crew.
Meanwhile, in the future...
Tribe Cool Crew episode 3 hits us like we're a bunch of jive turkeys. In this, the dance battle happened, and while Hanaru and Kanon did lose, they learned a bit more about syncing with music, as that is their opponents Kumo and the other two whose names I don't remember won. This fires Hanaru up. He's totally committed to entering this upcoming dance competition, and Kanon is busted out of her shell a bit, and she decides to form the team with Hanaru. They've shortened the name to Cool Crew, hence the titular Tribe Cool Crew.
Yeah.
And we see more into the Kumo and his two buddies and, how they have a fascination with JL as well. And the moonwalking weirdo shows up, who is probably JL. Dave, this show fires me up now. And the first episode, I didn't even know if I'd give a shit. No, I'm in. All in. I have a 2 of spades. And a 3 of clubs and no other prospects, and I've just put all millions in.
It's just fun.
Too fun.
I mean, even with Hanaro being a little bit standoffish in this episode as far as wanting to try everything else. He is a kid. So it totally...
I think he and Canon are the same age. It's just that it's puberty, right? And that's one of the cool things I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still a shrimp, and she has, like, long, freakish limbs. And it's about using that, like, mm-hmm. Like the girl told Canon, you know, she uses her limbs to her advantage, right? Yeah, he's standoffish, but he's not irritating, right?
Yeah, no, you totally understand how a kid would be like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. This show's too much fun. What do you give it out of 3 pi?
I gotta give it a 9.
I'm also giving it a 9.
There are very few shows that just power you up like Tribe Cool Crew.
I do feel powered up. I feel like I've been charging my Mega Buster for 8 years, and I gotta fire it into the sky and kill me a dragon or something. Folks, thank you very much for watching. Next time on the Carlos Nave Anime Ray Fall 2012-2014 Anime Extravaganza, we are going to go through our Week 3 retrospective and decide what we're going to do from here. How many shows we're going to eliminate, if we're going to just rank them here and then just move on and watch whatever we want to watch again. We're not sure yet. We'll have decided by the time we record the retrospective, obviously, or the retrospective won't get recorded. Dave, we have a home on the web.
Carlos and Dave Anime Rave.com.
Well done. Well done. I like the .com. That adds emphasis to... I'm so fired up right now from Tribe Cool Crew, man. Go watch Tribe Cool Crew. That's all I really want to end off with. A cool show. I really like it. Goodbye, folks. Never forget to dance.